It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Well, let's start with our marine weather. We have high pressure that is going to generally give us benign weather, according to the Weather Service, through today. And then active weather returns tonight through Wednesday as the first in a series of Pacific frontal systems moves across our waters. And, well, you know what that means. It means cherish the moment, because we're due for some more typical spring Pacific Northwest weather. And of course, that includes the R word, rain. So it's been a lovely run of sunshine, and I'm sure it'll come back again. But for now, get out there today and enjoy it while it lasts. Today, we have southwest winds in our marine weather forecast, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, rising to 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells 6 feet at 12 seconds, and look for rain in the afternoon. Today, I thought we could look at our ship schedule and look a little more closely at cargo. It's something that I have do from time to time, but I think it's really been years since I took a good look at our cargo on the ships that are coming in and going out. Let's start with our first inbounder, the Nord Allegro, arriving from Saudi Arabia, headed for Portland. Her cargo is urea, and I think she is delivering that to Portland. She was estimated to pass Astoria around 2 a.m. and be in Portland by about 8 a.m. So a little bit about urea. Urea is an ingredient in fertilizer that involves ammonia production followed by ammonia being combined with carbon dioxide to produce ammonium carbamate. And then that ammonium carbamate is then decomposed to produce urea and water. It's purified and dried to produce urea crystals, and I'm assuming that that is what is being shipped into Portland on this ship because it's a dry bulk carrier. And it's going to a berth owned by Simplot, and they are a company that makes a lot of fertilizer, so that's probably what that's going to be used for. But that's not the only thing it's used for. It can be used in animal feed, soap making, food production, water softening, road de-icing, explosives, pharmaceuticals, and glassmaking. So some of these industrial cargoes that we see here on the river are used in many applications. I mean, we don't happen to have any soda ash on the river today, but soda ash is one of those cargoes that is used to make automotive glass. We send a lot of soda ash over to Asia, and it is used to make automotive glass, and then we see it come back to us on the brand new cars that come here from Asia. So that's an example of how one of our dry mineral cargoes comes back to us in the form of a manufactured product. Next inbound is a tanker called the Louisiana. She's arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland. She's delivering refined petroleum to Portland. This is probably gasoline, jet fuel, diesel fuel, something like that. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m. She'll be in Portland around 1:30 p.m. And the Louisiana is one of a series of domestic tankers. They're Jones Act vessels that travel between U.S. ports delivering refined petroleum from one place to another. So we had one come in over the weekend called the Ohio. This one is called the Louisiana. These ships are U.S. flagged and I believe U.S. manufactured in the U.S. as well. And their crews are U.S. citizens or U.S. permanent residents. And the Jones Act is a U.S. law that kind of protects the U.S. maritime industry. And it says that any ship whose cargo originates in a U.S. domestic port and is going to another U.S. domestic port has to be a U.S. ship crewed by U.S. citizens primarily, and it has to be built in the U.S. and registered in the U.S. So those tankers like the Louisiana today and the Ohio over the weekend are both registered in the United States, which is kind of unusual for ships here on the river. Most of our ships are registered in other countries called foreign flag vessels. Next inbound is the Alexandra KPN arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's ultimately going upriver to pick up potash for export. And potash is another fertilizer ingredient. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about 8:30 a.m. today. And potash is a dry mineral cargo that is mined, and there are mines in the U.S. that produce potash. Next inbound is the Daiwan Miracle, arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama's anchorage. She is coming in, I believe, bringing in coils of steel, if I'm correct about this. This has happened for many years here. And so instead of slabs of steel, these are big steel coils. I remember talking to a pilot about this. When they bring them in, they're very carefully lashed down inside the ship, inside the bulk carrier, because it would be very, very dangerous for them to come loose and start rolling around. So this is an example of it's called a break bulk cargo, something that is not a loose cargo like grain or potash in the cargo holds, but these are separate objects, big coils of steel that are lashed down inside the ship. So she is on the schedule to pass Astoria around 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday, so very early tomorrow morning, and be in Portland by about 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And the Okey Ulf is a petroleum tanker arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland, refined petroleum there, more probably gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, biodiesel, something like that. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 a.m., so early in the morning on Wednesday again, and she too will be in Portland by about 6:30 tomorrow morning. In our outbounders, we have the Sigma Pioneer heading out of Vancouver. I think she might have left from what is called a lay berth at the Port of Vancouver. So a lay berth is a place where a ship can stay if it's not handling cargo, for instance, in this case, because this is a cargo ship. She may have been coming in to change crews, do something else. And so that this is something that ships sometimes do. Leaving around 4 a.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 10 a.m. The Ultra Reliance is heading out of Vancouver carrying wheat. Wheat is a really big cargo here. We ship a lot of wheat out of the Columbia River. Leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. In fact, just about any bulk carrier that you see that is a dry bulk carrier with hatch covers on deck, if you saw it going in or out of the river, you would probably be not too far off if you were to guess if somebody asked you that ship might be carrying wheat. It would be carrying wheat on the outbound leg of its journey here because most of our dry bulk carriers here come in light and leave loaded. So the Columbia River has been for many years and remains primarily an export area. We primarily send cargoes out of the Columbia River, and we do have some that come in. So examples of ships that come in that are bringing cargo here, of course, container ships. We have those petroleum tankers that I talked about. We have some dry bulk carriers, like the ones that go to Rainier, to the U.S. gypsum plant there. They're bringing in gypsum, that ship that's bringing in urea. And we also have car carriers that bring brand new cars in here. But by far the most prevalent ship that we have here on the Columbia is that dry bulk carrier, the handy size bulk carrier. You know, in the 500, 600 foot range, about that size, they are the workhorses of the world merchant fleet, and they carry dry bulk cargoes everywhere, and we have a lot of them here as well. So that's a bit of a glancing overview of cargo on the river based on ships that are on the river today. But those kinds of cargoes that we see exported every day, corn, soy, wheat, potash, soda ash, sometimes copper concentrate, those are sort of the building blocks of other things that will often come back to us in the form of manufactured products. And that is a very abbreviated look at cargo on the Columbia River. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.